The world is fucked, if y'all haven't fucking known. Star Fox has an opinion about hella shit. And here's the thing, he's glad that I like shit, because he don't like shit.
Because I don't like shit.
So, hold on, let me open up my little tweeper. And we're going to fucking interview Fox real quick about some shit.
Yeah, go ahead, just test me. Test me my knowledge. Yes, test me.
No, it's not knowledge. So, So layoffs hit the staff at the Huffington Post. That's top news on Twitter right now.
I've laid off some of my friends too, by the way.
No, but the Huffington Post. Oh, so you mean to tell me that fucking Julie from fucking Santa Barbara fucking and her fucking couple of her white homegirls who race bait the entire country on Huff Post will be out of a fucking gig? I'm so sorry to hear that. Let's read what some of these people have to say about it. My team at HuffPost got eliminated today. This is Lauren Weber. It's been a great ride. From building a morning email list of 1 million people to covering Ebola's resurgence. Grateful for the time I had ready to write for on public health and more. And you guys, fuck, she put her public email address. I might never email you, but... Here's what Brian Magers has to say. Brian Magers says, thanks to all the brilliant writers who have contributed over the last year who made this job so fun. So that's cool.
I got to see what I got to do. Ice some cakes.
Oh, Jason Crickle says, it happened. I've been laid off.
He's a good boy.
Oh, fucking A. Sorry, Jason Crickles.
I'm going to get my weed.
Hey. Okay, so I don't feel any bad for anyone at the fucking Huffington Post and their one-sided bullshit journalism. What's next popular? Oh, Maduro says that he will close Venezuela's U.S. embassy and consulates. Oh, he will? Have you fucking seen what's going on in Venezuela, Fox?
I have not.
This is people taken to the streets. That is not a fucking party right there. What that is a protest. They're protesting socialism. And the United States is trying to take the guy out of fucking power. This is like 10 years. I don't know. We need a fucking fact checker. Hold on. Fact check.
Fact check.
Yeah. Turn that beat off right quick. So, when did Venezuela become socialist?
1982.
Is that a guess or do you know this?
I don't know this. I was guessing. I was making a stupid observation. I have no facts to back that up with.
It was founded in 1971. In the 1990s. Turn that shit off, man.
I'm not playing anything. That's just coming out of the speakers.
That's just coming from my bathroom. She in there going pee. She got the urinary yeast, you know what I'm saying? Anyways, socialism. It's been, I don't know, it can't be that longer than like 15 years, right? So 14 years of socialist government. So this was 2014, so 19 years it's about. So in 19 years, socialism ruined Venezuela. This is what that Orozco fucking weird chick with the fucking, you know, donkey face, you know, the one with the fucking butthole eyes and the donkey face. Is like, give me, who's clearly like backed by somebody who has a lot of money. Or, like, is working for the fucking right to discredit the left. I don't know. But what I there's no reason she's getting so much fucking attention. But anyway, she's talking about fucking... She's a democratic socialist, dude. Right? So after Donald Trump's backing of National Assembly President Juan Guaido... Don't know how I pronounce that, don't care. Who has declared himself the interim leader of Venezuela, the ruling president, has severed all diplomatic ties with the U.S. Oh, please... You don't say, what are we going to do now that a failing socialist country is cutting ties with us? Whatever will we do, bro? They can fuck off. I hope the people are okay, though, man. These people are starving to death and shit. All right, back to the fun stuff. Two bills to reopen U.S. Senate fail in the Senate. Or you open the government, fail in the Senate. Yeah, because it's not really about opening the government. It's about...
I think background sounds are funny, but you don't think so.
Oh, you think background sounds are funny? Hold on.
Hold the phone, literally? Literally? Let's talk about library books. Let's talk about burning library books.
Library books? Oh,
that's
fuck.
That's what I'm talking about. There's a lot of library books get burned. You know that?
You know, I owe the fucking library so much money.
Don't say it on this station. How much you owe them?
A decent amount, dude. But the ironic part was, it was like there was a time period, okay, when my dog had puppies, right?
Right.
And because of those puppies, I lost my residency, but I didn't want to lose the puppies, so I was in my car. Then I was outside. It's a long, long story, too long for this show right now. But there's a time when I was living outside for a second, right? So I rented a bunch of fucking books, right? Checked out, whatever. So, and the city of fucking San Jose will come and do fucking sweeps where people were fucking like chilling or whatever. And so the city of San Jose threw away. And so I checked out like fucking all sorts of books, like conspiracy books, all the different types of Bibles, fucking demonology books, all sorts of shit. Yeah. And they fucking threw off. They threw like fucking 15 books away from, and it was a city that did it. And now they're trying to tell me that I owe them like thousands of dollars.
Well, it's
too about this tent. Yeah, along with the tent and the fucking blankets and shit, dude. Like, fucking, it was just like, y'all are fucking, it was ridiculous. But, so that's my fucking story. And I just made it up off the top of my head. It's not even true. Anyways.
Back to music? No.